Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Motivation shit.
I'm from a hood where everybody bout it. When I was broke, I had to do something about it. Dropping off work in many different houses. Granny cussed me out when she found a bunch of ounces. Like, boy, don't get this crib rated. You remind me of your pops, early 90s, late 80s. I'm like, Granny, I'm just trying to be all I can be. I'm copping quarter birds, trying to make it to a key. Hustling faithfully, trying to make my bread peel. But still feeling like I'm running on the treadmill. Chasing after thousands, I'm trying to tread meals. When kingpin dreaming, just know the fed's real. Man, luxury is so far from my possession. Now I'm second guessing, is my life in the right direction? My sack in my pocket, got my rocket for protection. Lord, I need a plug or a blessing, please help.
I know you grinding right now, dog, and shit looking ugly. Your days ain't looking sunny. But keep pushing, my nigga, and soon you gon' get money. Yeah, shit can get lovely. I know you grinding right now, dog, and shit looking ugly. Your days ain't looking sunny. But keep pushing, my nigga, and soon you gon' get money. Yeah, shit can get lovely.
I'm living in the basement, petty pillin'. Had to hide my crack good, cause my uncle always stealing. Walk through the door, moms and granny on the couch. Like, boy, you gotta get a job and take the other route. Arguing and yelling at me, I just take it. They don't understand my own path, I gotta make it. They don't understand I ain't molded to live basic. I tried a job out, but I just couldn't take it. I'm dealing with enough stress, getting my hustle on. Plus, I gotta get judged when I go home. Plus, my right hand growing up dead and gone. His killer dead too, but the pain lasted long. Get my fuel attempts to come up. Got fucked up, buying bad crack, fuck my last bucks up. But long as you still breathing, you can make a change. I ain't never give up, even when I had to strain.
I know you grinding right now, dog, and shit looking ugly. Your days ain't looking sunny. But keep pushing, my nigga, and soon you gon' get money. Yeah, shit can get lovely. I know you grinding right now, dog, and shit looking ugly. Your days ain't looking sunny. But keep pushing, my nigga, and soon you gon' get money. Yeah, shit can get lovely.
Who would ever think that same kid running down the street or grow up to push coops on chrome feet? And my crib could go on cribs. Champagne in the fridge, Gucci shit for my kid. Money counter on my kitchen island. Fly shit, got the bitches eyeing. Can't fuck with me, but these niggas trying. I could walk you play for play through a boss course. Grew up in the ghetto, now my crib by a golf course. Sun shining through my window in the morning on my patio. Taking business calls while you snoring. It took my family out to see what I became. For my life to change, I had to change my brain. Had to think outside of the box. I used to watch for the mailman parked outside waiting on my box. Now this rap shit tie my day up. Imagine where I'd be if I would've quit and gave up. Keep pushing.
Yeah. For all my hustlers out there, keep pushing, nigga. Don't never quit. You'll never know when you gonna get your break. Oh, I know it's hard, but keep pushing.
What's going on out there in Let's Talk Radio world land? Did y'all miss me? I know y'all missed me. I've been gone a real long time. There's been a lot of stuff that has been going on. A lot of things that have changed since the last time we've been together. Tonight's show is only a 30-minute show, so we won't be on long. I won't hold you guys any longer than 30 minutes tonight. And tonight's topic, We really don't have one, y'all. We're just going to discuss some of the crap that's just been going on. I know the last time I talked to y'all, I hadn't had any exciting news, but I do got some I am expecting. I'm almost due, actually, but that's another case in another place. But I am almost due. I'm due September the 17th. I hope he comes on the 1st. It is a boy, and we are very excited that we are having a boy. I'm very excited that I'm having a boy. Sorry that we won't be having some of all the, most of all the activities that we be having going on with the horoscopes and all that other good stuff, but it's all good. I'm glad that y'all tuned in with me. Shout out to everybody on the call log. Hey, y'all. I see y'all. If y'all got something y'all want to rant about and talk about, go ahead and press 1. And we can get that, we can get your rant on and out loud. But I got a few gripes and rants myself. I have a few issues going on myself tonight that I would love to discuss and would love to rant about. One being just people who think they're entitled to unentitled situations where they have no entitlement. Like, adding themselves on or being added into situations where they don't need to be fucking added on or added into. You know what I'm saying? That's just one gripe that I have. One of the many gripes for tonight that I have. Another gripe is family. Now, I've never ever been one of those type of people. Family or get on social media or even let anybody know that I'm beefing with my family. I think, for one, that shit is so tacky. If you beefing with a sibling, a cousin, a niece, a nephew, your mama, your brother, shit, your baby daddy or baby mama, husband, you should not let outside people know that y'all not sticking together. You know what I'm saying? You should not let outside people know what's going on in the inside. And I think that only comes, that probably comes from me because of, I'm not going to say age, because I'm 33. I really don't consider myself as being old. I'm more so seasoned. I'm a little, you know how you put the chicken, the season right on the chicken. And you about to put it on the grill, but you and the grill ain't ready, so you got to let the chicken sit until the grill is ready. I consider myself like that pre-seasoned chicken, okay? And I feel like you should not let people know what's going on inside of your home. And I was always taught that growing up. Even if I'm mad at a sibling or mad at whoever, I would never let social media or anybody on the outside know or see that this chain is weak. Because to you, this chain is a whole, and it should not be broken. I'm not going to say we, because I haven't gotten away from it. I know a bunch of other people who have not gotten away from that chain mentality as well. Like, you don't know. And if they do, about they so. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all supposed to get together and, you know, I was one of those families that was told if one fight, they all fight. Shit, yeah, whatever. Call it what you want to get, man. I really don't care. But I'm just one of them people that will not let you, you know, come at the my family. Why would I? You gotta sometimes back to you gotta sit your ass back
And sometimes mind your own damn business. Because when you tend to step your neck out for certain shit, certain situations, certain motherfucking people, that shit get your ass. Your feelings hurt. And how you all pissed off for no fucking reason. And I just ain't got time for it. Okay? I don't know about y'all, but I don't have time for it. You know what I'm saying? If you out there in radio land and you got something to say, you got something that you want to rant and rave about, somebody done pissed you off, you got something you want to say, all you got to do is press 1. Or all you got to do, if you're listening from the internet, is call in to 516-387-1364. And we can hear y'all ranting and raving. What you want to talk about? What's up? I see that this Rob Kardashian in China, like China situation, I'm going to jump off of that a little bit, has really got the internet at a stir and got everybody all picking and choosing sides. Oh, fucking well, Rob got. Oh, so what? Yep, Sunday said that. Oh, well, China only did what the fuck them Kardashian sisters have been doing for years. So, hey, to each his own. Most of y'all is bitter because y'all mamas ain't shit, probably. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I said it. But, I mean, life goes on. Shit, she'll find another baller, another whatever to hop on, and he'll find him another something to get with, too. You know what I'm saying? Not that everybody see that he a lick, a sucker, a blow pop. No. It won't be long before he finds him another little mama come along to fulfill his weight. Because evidently he got it, some type of issue himself if he didn't see that Black China was definitely not there for the long haul. I don't know how the fuck he could. But, I mean, hey, sometimes people don't see stuff. They be blind as hell. Just like, I guess, with this love shit, be having people blind as fuck, too, huh? I don't see how people can be so in love with these men and these women and desert their damn families or treat their family bad or do bad things to their family and then expect them to still be there just because you're family. How could a piece of tail, how you so far gone? But it does. I see it every day. I see that family has gotten away from being family. Family is no longer family. When I was growing up, certain shit just, that's flying, people letting fly, could not fucking fly. When I was younger, have you ever just wanted to ask, like, who raised these people? Well, you be knowing people and you see, and they be your relatives or your friends or close people, and you be like, who raised them? Oh, I know they mama. I know who raised them. It's not about who raised them because they can raise them to the best of their ability, but when they get grown, their minds just tend to wander off. It'll stray from tradition, it strays from what the hell they were taught and brought up and raised. But I swear, I don't be knowing who the fuck raised some of these people. If I didn't know this person raised you, I wouldn't think that you was raised right. Like, I just, y'all, I had a headache today. Life was real, real, real for me today. And I think it was just the push that I needed to jump back out here. get back on the radio and talk my shit. I got 15 more minutes with y'all. I'm going to play a little bit more. I might play y'all some more music.
Dedicate this one to the streets, Detroit. Any nigga gotta hustle west side. You know what I'm saying? I take, dodging haters in the Jake. Mama tell me to keep my head up, I gotta get my bread up. Who would've knew I had to get my legs up? Sitting up in a wheelchair, preaching like some. Be glad that you're still here, still where? And feeling like a part of me gone. I'll be glad when my brother get home. That's when I learned that life is life, you live and die. I guess that's why every day I get high. Got a wife now, two kids in my life now. Fans trying to die cause of my mob, it's lifestyle. My pops like dogs, just pipe down. Same day I took the Benz, filled the trunk with sound. And then I took a little trip, filled the trunk with pounds. If my dead homie Mike, he can see me now. I remember being broke without a dime. No niggas ain't wanna fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Nah, nigga got cheese, phone won't stop ringing. You know what I'm saying? Niggas won't stop hollering at him. It's crazy how we on top. So all my homies caught in the streets. I don't blame you, dog. Do what you do to eat. New kicks on your feet, new clothes on your back. Got a nine in your pocket, you don't know how to act. Cause you never had nothing, a product of the slums. Now you got fun, now life seems fun. Dog, pump your brakes, watch the snakes. Fake niggas ain't far, dog, they right in your face. They riding in the car, blowing gang with you. You think he your man, he just waiting to get you. He'll steal your custos, steal your hustles. Soon as you go down, he ain't nowhere to be found. Sounds crazy. And I ain't trying to preach, but to each his own, that's why I keep the chrome. And they'll never get another chance to take me out. And nigga, next time you better take me out. Damn. This nigga ran up in my crib, popped me up, you know what I'm saying, while I'm laying with the sound. Laying up in the hospital like shit. Nigga still alive and well. Hustle all day, all night, side of the mind. Keep my eye on the grind, so stay out of mind. I get sprayed with the nine. And this my life, dog, and I ain't bragging. Bagging the stash of the Chrysler wagon. I heard they put a tag on my head. But get your money back, dog, I ain't dead. I ain't broke, matter of fact, a little bit richer. When I was young, I learned to look at the big picture. See, the shit go to hell, rich niggas just won't bail. My niggas upset, just wanna get out of jail. Come on, you bitch ass niggas that shot me up, dog. I remember, you know, driving up the freeway, dropping my brother off at the fed joint, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, dog, I got you. 2 weeks later, dude, he calling me from the hospital. Dog, still alive, nigga. Fuck the bullshit. Yeah, but barely, dog, barely breathing. You know what I'm saying? It was like time to remember, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to forget that shit. Going through rehab with my headphones on, like, I can't wait to walk again. I can't wait to walk again. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm back up on my feet, you know what I'm saying? Ain't shit changed. I ain't missed nothing.
I feel like I'm back, y'all. Okay? I got my mojo back. We back. We live. We got dope guests. We got dope new music lined up from new artists. We got new music from some of our supporting artists. I like to give a shout out to Cash Addict 33. He just dropped 2 new videos and 2 new songs. I will be playing those next week because I only wanted to come to y'all today with just a little bit of a rant. A little bit of a what's been going on with me and, you know, the radio show. Everybody keep asking why we ain't been on or what's going on. We still here. We just had to regroup. We just had to get ourselves together. I didn't got knocked up. So I done had to regroup, get my mind together. You know, I'm trying to concentrate on becoming a mother at 33. You know, once you used to doing what you want to do, and being free and all that, you know, you have to adjust to, you know, getting ready to be a mama. So I'm just, you know, getting ready to step off into that. So, you know, I'm cool with that, though. I'm real cool. I'm cool with that. I'm happy. Very happy. I wasn't at first. I ain't gonna say I wasn't happy, but I was just shocked, like, oh, shit. But I can't wait to see my son. I can't wait till he come out. I promise I won't have him doing little ghetto stuff. And other kids do that. I think it's funny because he my kid, and that shit ain't gonna be funny. But we here, y'all. We sorry it took us so long. When we come back, we're gonna have us a full-fledged force of a show. You know, we're gonna have a dope topic. Shout out to everybody that's been progressing and growing and on the glow up. And they're getting themselves together and just, you know, minding their business, taking care of their hair, nails, and skin, and getting their bills in order and getting their life in order and just doing all type of stuff. Shout out to my partner, my home girl, my sister company over there, Miss Ching. She just opened up on Finkel right before Southfield Drama Hair. She over there doing her thing. I need y'all to go over to the Ching and Ace crew and check out her YouTube videos. They are so hilarious. Her and her little family are hilarious. Y'all need to go check her out. Of course, she got deals on the bundles. She can get you together with the sew-ins. Y'all need to go check Ching out. The Ching Movement, Drama Hair over there on Finkel and Southfield. Right across from the old, what is it, Fitness USA, right off of the KFC. You will not miss her. I need y'all to also, I want to give a shout-out to Michelle, the owner of Unforgettable Pleasure. She also just started another company called The Perfect Fit, and those guys are located in Southfield. Y'all make sure y'all go check them out. Just shout out to everybody that's just doing something and progressing and being happy and getting their stuff together. Okay, shout out to our lovely assistant Tia, who also does the horoscope, who's getting herself in order, just all around. There's nothing like getting yourself and having to step back and get yourself in order. And then, not only that, y'all. When y'all notice that you've been getting yourself in order, it's about getting yourself in order, whether it's your health, it's your life issue, it's your edges, it's your nail beds. Once you sit back and you notice that hard work and determination, and you felt, at one point you felt as if it was not being, you see it that it was not being, or you felt it was not progressing, and you just sit back and you like, damn, you happen to look in that mirror, or you happen to look at an old picture of yourself and compare it to the new picture, or you look at an old post and see how you feel now, or you going through a book where you used to write, you know, a certain way, and now you figure out you're writing your A's a little bit different. It just messes you up like, damn. At one point, I probably would have popped the fuck off, but now I'm just like, oh, okay. Or now your comebacks is more swifter. I know that in my early 20s, I may have popped off at certain situations, be ready to go to somebody's house, be ready to slap the mama, the grandma, bring the niece, the nephews, and the uncles out. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, girl, bye. I call you worker. I call your job and call corporate on your ass. I'm not about to be doing all that. I'm not about to be fighting. I ain't no punk, but I ain't about to be doing such and such. Certain stuff you just be like, no, mm-mm. Not today, Lucifer, not today. You know? But it's just great when you can actually see the progression that you've had or that you got going on. It is just so great. It feels so great to be back on radio. Even though I only came to y'all a little hot, loose-ass 30 minutes, but I feel like I am completely back. I am happy. I got so much advice, so much stuff to give y'all, and I can only give y'all advice on stuff that I've lived through, been through, seen, understand, and know. Y'all feel me? So I'm glad that y'all took this little 30-minute ride. I feel like it's like a little loose tutorial. with us, yes, we still have our co-host, Bino and Isha. Yes, we still have the sports going. We got a new co-host coming. Yes, we still got Tia. We still got a full staff. We all just had to step back and get our lives. We human, you know? Let me just say that. I'm human. We human. We all human. We all make mistakes. And at the end of the day, once you make a mistake, you just have to be adult enough to, you know, step back, evaluate it, and then step forward. So we're definitely doing that. We back. We ready. We hope y'all are ready. No, we know that y'all are ready because the demand has been great. And we love y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to get ready to get up out of here. I only wanted to come to y'all for a few minutes and give y'all a little bit of this love. Okay? And I might come back to y'all tomorrow. I might have something to say tomorrow. A long rant. Long gray. But I appreciate y'all tuning in with me tonight. I'm going to go in this show. And if y'all need us, y'all want us to play your music, you want to come on as a vendor, if you want us to play your music, if you want us to promote your products, if you'd like for us to give you an interview, then you can hit us up at letstalkradioshow1@gmail.com. Once again, that's letstalkradioshow1@gmail.com. We'll get back with you answering all of your questions. And we'll see y'all. We appreciate y'all for taking this ride with us. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Radio Show, and we will talk to y'all next week.